Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Coach John Malloy as we talk Jeff West girls basketball. The Lady Tigers are 10-4 on the season, 8-2, and now tied for first place in the Big 7 League standings after last night. But I want to go back, Coach, and kind of wrap up the Wellsville tournament as we talked, you know, last week, kind of a tough loss there in the opening round. But the good news is you bounced back with a couple wins to finish 2-1 in the tournament, beating Wellsville by 40, and then a good game against Lewisburg, 49-41, to conclude the tournament in the fifth place game. So you had to feel pretty good, I guess, about the way your girls kind of bounced back and ended that tournament with a couple good wins last week.
Yeah. I mean, the Spring Hill game that we lost, they were better than I expected them to be. They had a spectacular player at the top that we just couldn't stop, that scored like near 20 or more than 20 in every game she played, and they ended up winning the championship. And then we bounced back against Wellsville. They were not a very strong team, so you kind of worry about that, where you can get sloppy in a game like that. But then we came back versus Lewisburg, who's a very good 4A team, and had a grinded out win against them, which is the kind of wins we're used to, where, you know, nothing comes easy, but you got to do everything right down the stretch, and that's the kind of win we needed, and the kind of win that makes us better. So yeah, we were happy with getting two wins in that tournament.
Good springboard heading back into the Big 7 League a second time through as you pick up another win against Holton on Tuesday night, winning 47-22, 11-2 lead at the end of a quarter, 23-6 at halftime. And man, holding any team, especially on the road, but to just a couple made shots in the first half, the defense was fantastic, forcing a lot of turnovers last night.
Yeah, our defense was really good, and our energy level was high. You know, all the girls that got minutes were playing at a high level defensively, and that's, you know, we're preaching that constantly, obviously, that the defense is what it takes to win in our league and to be the team that we want to be. And my expectations as a coach out of all my players, and, you know, and getting everybody to rise to that level every game is difficult. But the last night, I thought Kristen always brings it. She played real well defensively. So did Melanie. Mallory Young had a big game defensively. The sophomores that came in, they played well. It was just a good game all the way around.
Yeah, no doubt. Melanie had 18 points, and you mentioned the sophomores. Kinley Stone's off the bench with 11, so you're getting a lot of contributions. You know, the other thing that we were talking about last night on the broadcast, it's always been kind of a staple of your team, is that, you know, you play great defense, and if you need to hit free throws late to hold on for a win, usually pretty good. Last night you hit 14 of 17. I'm sure you're hoping that's a sign of things to come, but some pretty good free throw shooters on your team that could really help you down the stretch.
Yeah, at free throws, we're usually one of the top teams in the league free throw wise, and we've really struggled this year, in my opinion. I think we're around 55% or something kind of coming into last night. And so, you know, Kristen's, her free throw shooting percentage has been down. Melanie's has been coming up. But, you know, those are the girls that are attacking the basket and getting the most opportunities most of the time. But, we kind of got it figured out in the Lewisburg game. I think we went something like 20 for 26 or something from the free throw line in that game, and it carried over into the Holton game where we shot real well. And that's what you need, especially, again, in those grind-out games. Last night wasn't much of a grind-out game, but when you get into those close games, you know, we're going to play Hiawatha on Friday, and I expect that to be a real tough contest. And you've got to be able to make your free throws down the stretch if you want to close out games like that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you mentioned that game. I mean, it was a loss the first time, but now all of a sudden with Hiawatha losing to Nemaha Tuesday night, you're both setting it 8-2. So, you know, as far as sub-state goes and as far as league standing goes, this is a pretty big one, it looks like, on Friday night for you.
Yeah, it's going to be big for both teams to want to try to come out. I don't know what they're, I think they've got two losses overall. Is that right, Justin?
Yep.
Yeah, and so to our four. So, I mean, it, you know, for us league-wise, it's going to be a big game for both of us to see, you know, to give one or the other of us the edge for winning league. Substate-wise, if we could pull it off and get them one loss closer to where we are, it could make a big difference in the standings going into substate and where we're seated and who has to play opposite of Silver Lake and everything else. So, yeah, it's a big game Friday, and going up to the Roundhouse is always hard. They always play well there. Coach Jasper does a great job, and they're just having a great season this year. They're long. They're athletic. Their half-court 3-2 trap is difficult. We turned it over a lot the first time we played, and we're going to have to definitely correct some things if we want to have a chance to beat them on Friday.
At Tonganoxie, an anomaly game next Tuesday night as well. We'll chat more next week, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
Sounds good, Justin. Appreciate it.
John Malloy, head coach of the Jeff West Girls. We'll talk Tiger boys basketball right after this.